While we're on the subject of Britain, banks, and mortgages, here's the question that begins a recent story in Business Week. Could any country be more exposed to the current credit crunch than the U.S.? And Business Week senior correspondent Kerry Capel in London answers that question. You bet. And that place is Britain. Kerry Capel joins us from London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How much more exposed are the Brits than we are?
When it comes to subprime, specifically subprime mortgages, not very much at all. In fact, much less exposed. But if you look at the two things that are really that have been driving the British economy for the last 10 to even 15 years, which is rising house prices and the really strong growth in the City of London, both of these factors are seriously being hit by the current credit crunch.
The City of London, of course, is the financial district, and it's Britain's Wall Street. The Brits have taken to accumulating a great deal of household debt?
Well, because house prices have risen so fast, much faster than in the U.S., they've tripled in the last decade, Brits have been able to borrow against the rising value of their homes with no problem. Add to that the influx of cheap credit card offers, and the average British consumer is a lot more indebted than in the U.S., which is probably a surprise.
Yes, there's a figure you cite in the Business Week piece, which is that household debt as a percentage of gross disposable income in Britain is 166% compared with 127% in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, that includes all debt levels, obviously. It's your mortgages, your loans, your credit card bills. But basically, British consumer debt now exceeds the entire country's GDP, which this is the first time that's happened. And that's a bit of a wake-up call, I think, for both the government and for British consumers. And the fear is that as people start to feel this cumulative impact, we've had five interest rate rises here in Britain over the last year. As people start to feel that, consumer spending will slow. And that contributes something like two-thirds to the British economy. So as long as the slowdown continues in the financial markets, there's a real risk that it's going to filter through to the real economy.
Now, if people there have been borrowing against the rising value of their homes, the question is, will the value of their homes continue to rise, in which case they could continue doing so? What do the forecasts, you say?
The forecasts are mixed, but what we've seen is that there are definite signs of strain. We've seen foreclosures are up by a third. We've seen house price demand, you know, new inquiries from buyers have slowed. Prices are dropping in some parts of the country, albeit slowly, but they actually are dropping in places like Wales and the northeast of England. House price inflation is now about 9.5%, but experts are predicting that this will be flat for next year. That would be zero growth in house prices for 2008. Now, that's a big change for what's been going on here in Britain.
Now, is this pattern that you're seeing in Britain, which does sound awfully familiar to what's happened here, is it typical of Europe generally, or is this what the French would call an Anglo-Saxon thing that the Brits share with us?
Yes, I'm sure they'd like to blame. It's an Anglo-Saxon problem. But yes, Britain is the most heavily indebted country in Europe by far. And combined with a very low savings ratio, it's more worrying than in other European countries.
Well, Kerry Capel, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Kerry Capel is a senior correspondent for Business Week in London.